Welcome to Baphomet's Meditation, a podcast grounded in the Western esoteric tradition, a series for seekers of divine wisdom, hosted by Chris Oropello. The session will begin in a few moments. At this time, please get into your asana or meditative position, whether it be sitting or laying down. Take some deep, relaxing breaths, removing any tension from the body. Begin to clear your mind, ground and center your being into the moment. Allow your breathing to fall into a peaceful, stress-free rhythm as we now begin. In 1904, while on his honeymoon in Cairo, Egypt, Aleister Crowley was instructed by an unknown being through his wife Rose to sit alone in his temple space on the 8th, 9th, and 10th of the month of April. As it turned out, on each day, beginning at noon for the period of 1 hour, a book was dictated to him by Iowas, a praetor intelligence, who spoke to him over his left shoulder from the furthest corner of the room. This book will come to be known as Liber Al Veligis, or the Book of the Law. Compiled of 3 chapters, the Book of the Law prophesized the new eon of Horus and the philosophy of Thelema, or that of the will. The primary tenet of the book is, "Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law." In honor of the text, many Thelemites make it a point to hear a recitation of each chapter, or to read it themselves upon its anniversary. In keeping with that tradition, let us now sit in peace and hear this session's recitation from the Book of the Law. Chapter 3. Abrahadabra, the Reward of Rahor Kut. There is division hither homeward. There is a word not known. Spelling is defunct. All is not aught. Beware. Hold. Raise the spell of Rahor Kut. Now let it be first understood that I am a god of war and of vengeance. I shall deal hardly with them. Choose ye an island. Fortify it. Dung it about with engineering of war. I will give you a war engine. With it, ye shall smite the peoples, and none shall stand before you. Lurk, withdraw upon them. This is the law of the battle of conquest. Thus shall my worship be about my secret house. Get the stele of revealing itself. Set it in thy secret temple, and that temple is already aright disposed, and it shall be your Qibla forever. It shall not fade, but miraculous color shall come back to it day after day. Close it in locked glass for a proof to the world. This shall be your only proof. I forbid argument. Conquer, that is enough. I will make easy to you the abstraction from the ill-ordered house in the victorious city. Thou shalt thyself convey it with worship, O prophet, though thou likest it not. Thou shalt have danger and trouble. Rahor Kut is with thee. Worship me with fire and blood. Worship me with swords and with spears. Let the woman be girt with a sword before me. Let blood flow to my name. Trample down the heathen. Be upon them, O warrior. I will give you of their flesh to eat. Sacrifice cattle, little and big, after a child, but not now. Ye shall see that hour, O blessed beast, and thou the scarlet concubine of his desire. Ye shall be sad thereof. Deem not too eagerly to catch the promises. Fear not to undergo the curses. Ye, even ye, know not this meaning all. Fear not at all. Fear neither men, nor fates, nor gods, nor anything. Money fear not, nor laughter of the folk folly, nor any other power in heaven, or upon the earth, or under the earth. New is your refuge as Hadith your light, and I am the strength, force, vigor of your arms. Mercy let be off, damn them who pity. kill and torture spare not be upon them. That steely they shall call the abomination of desolation. Count well its name, and it shall be to you as 718. Why? Because of the fall of Because, that he is not there again. Set up my image in the east, thou shalt buy thee an image which I will show thee, a special, not unlike the one thou knowest. And it shall be suddenly easy for thee to do this. The other images group around me to support me. Let all be worshipped, for they shall cluster to exalt me. I am the visible object of worship. The others are secret, for the beast and his bride are they, and for the winners of the ordeal, X. What is this? Thou shalt know. For perfume, mix meal and honey and thick leavings of red wine, then oil of robamelon and olive oil, and afterwards soften and smooth down with rich, fresh blood. The best blood is of the moon, monthly. Then the fresh blood of a child, or dropping from the host of heaven. Then of enemies, then of the priest or of the worshippers. Last of some beast, no matter what. This burn, of this make cakes and eat unto me. This hath also another use. Let it be laid before me, and kept thick with perfumes of your orison. It shall become full of beetles, as it were, and creeping things, sacred unto me. These slay, naming your enemies, and they shall fall before you. Also these shall breed lust, and power of lust in you at the eating thereof. Also ye shall be strong in war. Moreover, be they long kept, it is better, for they swell with my force, all before me. My altar is of open brasswork. Burn thereon in silver or gold. There cometh a rich man from the west, who shall pour his gold upon thee. From gold forge steel. Be ready to fly or to smite. But your holy place shall be untouched throughout the centuries. Though with fire and sword it be burnt down and shattered, yet an invisible house there standeth, and shall stand until the fall of the great equinox, when Humrachus shall arise and the double-wanded one assume my throne in place. Another prophet shall arise and bring fresh fever from the skies. Another woman shall awake the lust and worship of the snake. Another soul of god and beast shall mingle in the globed priest. Another sacrifice shall stain the tomb. Another king shall reign, and blessing no longer be poured to the hawk-headed mystical lord. The half of the word is Heru-Raha, called Hor-Pokrat and Rahor-Kut. Then said the prophet unto the god, I adore thee in the song. I am the lord of Thebes, and I, the inspired fourth speaker of Mentu. For me unveils the veiled sky, the self-slain Ankh-Afna-Khonsu, whose words are truth, I invoke, I greet, thy presence, O Ra-Hor-Kuit. Unity uttermost showed, I adore the might of thy breath, supreme and terrible God, who makest the gods and death. To tremble before thee, I adore thee. Appear on the throne of Ra, open the ways of the Ku, lighten the ways of the Ka. The ways of the Kabs run through. To stir me or still me, let it fill me. So that thy light is in me, and its red flame is as a sword in my hand to push thy order. There is a secret door that I shall make to establish thy way in all the quarters. These are the adorations as thou hast written. As it is said, the light is mine, its rays consume. Me, I have made a secret door into the house of Ra and tomb of Khefra and of Ahathor. I am the Theban Omentu, the prophet Ankh-Afna-Khonsu. By Bes-Na-Mat my breast I beat, by wise Ta-Nek I weave my spell. Show thy star splendor, O Nuit, bid me within thine house to dwell, O winged snake of light Hadit, abide with me, Ra-Hor-Kuit. All this in a book to say how thou didst come hither, and a reproduction of this ink and paper forever, for in it is the word secret, and not only in the English. And thy comment upon this book of the law shall be printed beautifully in red ink, and black upon beautiful paper made by hand, and to each man and woman that thou meetest, were it but to dine or to drink at them, it is the law to give. Then they shall chance to abide in this bliss or no, It is no odds. Do this quickly. But the work of the comment, that is easy. And hot heat burning in thy heart shall make swift and secure thy pen. Establish at thy Kaaba a clerk house. All must be done well and with business way. The ordeals thou shalt oversee thyself, save only the blind ones. Refuse none, but thou shalt know and destroy the traitors. I am Rahul Kuwait, and I am powerful to protect my servant. Success is thy proof. Argue not, convert not, talk not overmuch. Them that seek to entrap thee, to overthrow thee, them attack without pity or quarter, and destroy them utterly. Swift as a trodden serpent, turn and strike. Be thou yet deadlier than he, drag down their souls to awful torment, laugh at their fear, spit upon them. Let the scarlet woman beware. If pity and compassion and tenderness visit her heart, if she leave my work to toy with old sweetnesses, then shall my vengeance be known. I will slay me her child. I will alienate her heart. I will cast her out from men. As a shrinking and despised harlot, she shall crawl through dusk wet streets and die cold and unhungered. But let her raise herself in pride. Let her follow me in my way. Let her work the work of wickedness. Let her kill her heart. Let her be loud and adulterous. Let her be covered with jewels and rich garments, and let her be shameless before all men. Then will I lift her to pinnacles of power. Then will I breed from her a child mightier than all the kings of the earth. I will fill her with joy. With my force shall she see and strike at the worship of Nu. She shall achieve Hadit. I am the warrior lord of the 40s. The 80s cower before me and are abased. I will bring you to victory and joy. I will be at your arms in battle, and ye shall delight to slay. Success is your proof. Courage is your armor. Go on in my strength, and ye shall turn not back for any. This book shall be translated into all tongues, but always with the original in the writing of the beast, for in the chance shape of the letters and their position to one another. In these are mysteries that no beast shall divine. Let him not seek to try, but one cometh after him. Whence I say not, who shall discover the key of it all? Then this line drawn is a key. Then this circle squared in its failure is a key also. And Abrahadabra, it shall be his child, and that strangely. Let him not seek after this, for thereby alone can he fall from it. Now this mystery of the letters is done, and I want to go on to the holier place. I am in a secret fourfold world, the blasphemy against all gods of men. Curse them, curse them, curse them. With my hawk's head I peck at the eyes of Jesus as he hangs upon the cross. I flap my wings in the face of Muhammad and blind him. With my claws I tear out the flesh of the Indian and the Buddhist, Mongol and Din. Balasti, Om Peda! I spit on your crapulous creeds. Let Mary inviolate be torn upon wheels for her sake. Let all chaste women be utterly despised among you, also for beauty's sake and love's. Despise also all cowards, professional soldiers who dare not fight, but play. All fools despise. But the keen and the proud, the royal and the lofty, ye are brothers. As brothers fight ye. There is no law beyond do what thou wilt. There is an end of the word of the God enthroned in Ra's seat, lightening the girders of the soul. To me do ye reverence. To me come ye through tribulation of ordeal, which is bliss. The fool readeth this book of the law and its comment, and he understandeth not. Let him come through the first ordeal, and it will be to him as silver. Through the second, gold. Through the third, stones of precious water. Through the fourth, ultimate sparks of the intimate fire. Yet to all it shall seem beautiful. Its enemies who say not so are mere liars. There is success. I am the hawk-headed lord of silence and of strength. My nemesis shrouds the night-blue sky. Hail, ye twin warriors about the pillars of the world, for your time is nigh at hand. I am the lord of the double wand of power, the wand of the force of Kafnia, but my left hand is empty, for I have crushed an universe and naught remains. Pace the sheets from right to left and from top to bottom, then behold, there is a splendor in my name hidden and glorious. as the sun of midnight is ever the sun. The ending of the words is the word Abrahadabra. The book of the law is written and concealed. This concludes the meditation. Thank you for incorporating Bhav Metis into your spiritual practice. Some of the music from this podcast was provided by MusicAlley.com. Please visit the show website at www.bhavmetis.com for further information about the music used in this meditation, as well as to access any notes or links related to this session. Feel free to explore some of our other great meditations as well as other music by our featured artists. Bhav Metis Meditation and its segments are copyrighted by Chris Oropello and are licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. Until next time, blessed be 93, and may wisdom and divinity be with you. So mote it be.